war awaits. The winter sun shone over the Reich Chancellery as Adolf Hitler left the building as Germany's new chancellor. Just a few years before, he'd been considered an upstart, someone the political elite looked down on with contempt. The Bohemian Corporal, as President Hindenburg dubbed him. Following the elections of 30th of January 1933, the roles were reversed, and Hindenburg was forced to accept him as the country's new leader. Wearing a top hat and frock coat in the crisp winter light, Hitler was ready to take on his role as a statesman. A crowd of his most faithful supporters waited to commemorate the event at the Hotel Kaiserhof, opposite the Reich Chancellery. Hitler beamed with joy and pride, and when he met the crowd in the hall, he had tears in his eyes, an eyewitness reported later. Celebrations continued that evening, when 25,000 members of the Sturmabteilung, SA party militia, sang as they marched through the Brandenburg Gate up to the Reich Chancellery. The flames from their torches shone on their highly polished boots, and their flickering glow also lit up German flags. In front of the Reich Chancellery, the crowd were exuberant as they united in cries of Sieg Heil. As the cheers grew in strength, Hitler appeared at one of the lighted windows and raised his arm in greeting. Throughout the country, from Flensburg in the north to Munich in the south, people eagerly turned on their radio to follow the events broadcast live from Berlin. Hitler's appointment as Chancellor could be heard across the whole of Germany that evening, as Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels had forced it onto state radio. All Germans would be made to realize that something new was happening. Hitler would do away with the old regime, which in his opinion was based on stupidity, mediocrity, half-hearted positions, cowardice, weakness, and inadequacy. And Germany would be lifted out of poverty and humiliation following its defeat in World War I. Goebbels was still ecstatic when, after midnight, he left the Reich Chancellery in an insensate tumult of enthusiasm. Hitler was relieved that the big day had finally come. What was most amazing about his life, he declared during this period, was that he was always being saved when he himself had already given up. Historian Joachim Fest said, after 14 years of political aspirations, with the last 4 years like one long, grueling election campaign, Hitler had finally come to power. All the struggles he had experienced finally seemed worth it. A gifted but lazy boy. Hitler was born on 20th of April, 1889, in Braunau am Inn in Upper Austria. His father, Alois Hitler, was a straight and very particular customs official. Hitler and his father were permanently at loggerheads, as Alois's ambitions for his son were completely out of sync with what the dreamer Adolf had in mind. The boy never missed an opportunity to tell his father that he would never be confined to a customs office, but would enjoy a life free as an artist. His mother, Clara, was responsible for his care, rather than his upbringing, and so enjoyed a close relationship with her son. When the boy was 5, the family moved to Linz, where he spent his school years. Adolf was gifted, but lazy. He found it hard to make friends and tried every trick to avoid going to school. At 16, his mother allowed him to leave without taking any exams. Hitler's father had died 2 years earlier, and so no longer exercised any influence over what he did. Artists' dreams were shattered. Instead of going to school, Adolf spent his time daydreaming, drawing, painting, and going to the opera. In particular, he enjoyed Richard Wagner's tragedies. When he was 18 years old, Hitler went to Vienna to follow his artistic ambitions. In the early 1900s, the city was a magnificent metropolis. Its streets were filled with people from the vast Austro-Hungarian Empire, Austrians, Hungarians, Poles, and other people from the kingdom's Slavic areas. Art, culture, and architecture flourished. Hitler was thrilled with big city life.